Shisha Ben Shanyochava, the two point. The nine lay mean love which we have shus, love which who flee. The same time would love it, the good Achis Mechitza, the good Achis Bekalim. That's by the way, being on the kasher of the Kutsis Achorim, Mogarabom, really, and all the Achorim being down the kasher. Rabban says, they don't say good, lovud, Bekele. The Achorim are based by Abidu, you find good Achis by Traskel. Not Traskel, Vishus Rabban is Gibor Yud. So our Gabov is Vishus Yochid. The Gemara says, of course, we have the Gemara, that the deal of good Achis Mechitzna. Right, just Lachoy was still glued to the Ramban. The variation of Yudu applies the Kli, Trasko is a Kli, and say good Achis. That's what I think, Taka. That's what I think the Teretz is. Stiple says the Teretz, and Knis Akib says the Teretz, that you have to say, according to Ramban, that there was Noat, and it's Mchubal Kaka. So that Kilo Gabe, I don't know in Kotor Kul, you have to know, but Kofonim Pei Lagabe, what Ramban is talking about is Botul Shem Kli. Lagabe, for whatever reason, you don't say good, good. And Lover Bekalim, if it's Noat in the ground, is enough to allow us to say good achis my kli, but lachayu the lachayu there's no teretz. If the lachayu, let's lachayu. The Ramban means like this.
What?
The Ramban says if I love an end. Yeah, right here. The Mitzina b'Talmud, love would be good achis mechitza, a good asik for kelim. Right here, the last narrow line in the Melchamis.
Doesn't become a
Shusha Yachad,
the
Traskel? Traskel still becomes Shusha Yachad.
It's not
Mavata
L'Shem Kli,
really?
The good Achis is not serving to
Mavata L'Shem Kli? Mavata. Mavata? Mavata. It's a Kli, and it's a good Achis. From the rim of the Kli, from the edge of the Kli, from the other edge of the Kli, it's a good Achis from Chitzna.
It's a good Achis, it's a Kli and a Shusha
Yachad? Yeah, it's a Kli. It's a Kli no more than less than Kavarat.
Is a Kupa 10x4 considered a Kli, even on top of its Rishus Yachid?
Well, why is that relevant?
If you say...
Rabban doesn't say a Kli doesn't become a Shus. Rabban says, you don't say these halochas, the hilchuses of love and good, you don't say by a Kli to create a Shus. That's what Rabban says. Rabban doesn't say, that's a foolish more. You can't deny that. Foolish more. A Kli can be a Shus Yachid. It's very good. So that's Kavaris and that's Kupa. And Ches Omer Aleph is what you say that a Kli can be a Kupa, a Kli can be a Shus Yochid if it has the right dimensions. Of course, the fun top to bottom of the earth. Now, Uchari, the Chiluk is what the Ramban is talking about. Very big chiluk between the Ramban is talking about and the base of Abidu. Yeah, you have to know why. And the chiluk is like this. There's a very big chiluk. The Ramban is talking about using lovud, using a kli using these hilchises, which are halachas of mechitzes, lovud and good. To make a mechitza, and the kli now is a mechitza of a rishus. The lashon Ramban to create a rishus, a shavui rishus. And would you have a kli? It's not big enough. It's missing, in height or width or whatever. It's missing some dimension. So the halachas tell you can extend, right? They give you moshech the kli or whatever. Like we'll see later, Hashem. Right? That's what lovin good tells us. Stretch, good to stretch. Lovin means if you fill it in. So you fill the tank, you apply the lochos, the shalos like this, to apply the lochos of kelim, to apply the lochos of mechitzes, love and good, to kelim, and now say that the kli has a din mechitzes, to be matkif for a certain mokum. I did this hilchosas, even though it was poets, it wasn't, didn't meet, again, the minimal dimensions of mechitzes, but I did love and good, we're mashling the shiur of mechitzes for the kli to become a mechitzes and to be matkif for mokum. That's what Rabban is talking about. So you don't say that. What's the mocha nobody knows? I mean, I don't know about him. But Mechit is not. Mechit is not. Who says Mechit is not, obviously. Rashi says you do. So it can't be. It's not a local Mechit Messina, because Rashi says you do. So it's not a Mechit. That's more than about somehow or another. He's starting in Zugi, maybe. Back upon him, that's not what the Gurach is doing in the Rashi of Yudor. The Kli is not being Makif Mokum, not creating a Mechit out of the Kli, not looking at the Kli is being a Mechit. It's Makif Mokum. The Gurach is just to make a Vivait Ni Gurach is just to make the Agave a Traskel, which is a Yochid. Underneath is no, and a Fuish is a Toysavis in two places. Underneath the Traskel is not a Yochid. So it's a Fuish, and Fuish, I don't know if they're buying the Gurach, no, but come on, I'm not the Yech. That's the only Divay Toysavis. So underneath the Traskel is not a Yochid. So the Gurach is not being used to extend the Mechitze to create a Rishus, and a Rishus a Yochid, which is Mukhefes and Mechitzes, which were created by Gurachis. Elamai, what function does good Achis serve in the base of Yudah's Traskel? Yeah, so it serves a different function. It's like it has nishas, that to avoid the Traskel being becoming bottle in the Avir Mokum Tu, It's a different type of good Achis, but that's my handy, it's not a good Achis which creates a Mokum Mokum Achis. That's the whole positive terrestrial question. Right in the Mabat. Okay. The Lemesina Matamud Lover Good. Achis mechitzes glasik bekelim elo ikab tur she mishor she yod otech shleisho nasis kumunachas. So right away in the Rabbani you see the two halachas of being teich gimel. There's one halacha which is a halacha of lovud, there's another halacha which is a halacha of teich gimel, and of kimunachas. That's beautiful. So even though you don't say lovud mechitzes baikli, but kumunachas you do say. And that's the four sugyas. So Teich Gimel, the Ptur is that Teich Gimel, when is Teich Gimel, it's not Seikimun Nachas, and then it's Igud Mokum Tor, to speak out the end of the sentence, so what? Igud Mokum Tor. Now, Filu, Mandom, now the Rabbanan is going to have a discussion of when do we say Teich Gimel is Kimun Nachas? Right, that's the next line in the Rabbanan. Teich Gimel Kimun Nachas is a Sugin Darpein Daf Nafkuk. So when do we say, and Sani Zayin too, when do we say Teich Gimel is Kimun Nachas? So now he's referring to the Gemara Daf Pei. Afilu man doma tei shoyshul rabbanon tzorcha nocha gami mashu, that's the Rova Shite, tzorcha nocha gami mashu, osom bi zoyrek. Kleim ha zoyrek imokum imokum. Tei seifu lo nuach. Avo kan ke ma vidome tei seifu lo nuach. Zazoy. I don't know, we started speaking out. That you have a Rashi Shite. It's important to understand what the Rabbanon is saying and what we can... What are we going to take out of this Ramban? It's still Shver, but we can try to take out a few things here. What's Rashi Shita and Gemara? So now, Mr. Somebody, I hope you're acquainted with the Gemara a little bit. Rashi Shita, in the pay in both places, before, the Kuvit, before, Rashi Shita is when Rava said, I'm not going to be Mashu, Shita's Rashi is, they won't sound on any favorites as within Gimel Tvachim of the ground. If it's Noch HaGavi Mashu, it's Chai, if Noch HaGavi Mashu, then Rashi means what? No, not the literal title of the words. Rashi is before it. Noch HaGavi Mashu, if Rashi means what?
Not your hand.
Stop moving. It stopped moving. Yeah, it's not in his hand. But it stopped moving. It's Noch HaGavi Mashu. Igvose Ruach HaGavi Mashu is Noch HaGavi Mashu. It means before it. Och Zose Ruach, Igvose Ruach, and Noch HaGavi Mashu are synonymous. Noch HaGavi Mashu means it stopped moving. Not on a surface. Bilahedi, not on a surface, but right where it is. But within Gimel Tvachim on the ground. So Rashi learns that and with one said that's Noch Mashu. That's Noch Mashu. Again, as Mokum Anochi, where's the Mokum Anocha? Where's the Mokum Anocha? It's the Gimel. I say it's not that you don't need a Mokum Anocha Bechal. You need a Mokum Anocha. So it's a mission, you need a Mokum Anocha. The wisdom mogam nocha teh gimel. Pshat is it's kimulach gavri kanka. It's kimulach gavri kanka. So the vote is like this. The mogam nocha is like gavri kanka. Now, what's the ma'avir? The most important between Zorik and Ma'avir. Ma'avir doesn't need something which Zorik needs. Zorik needs to be nocha gavri mashu. Ma'avir doesn't need it. What's ma'avir? Ma'avir says Rashi, it's in his hand. So ma'avir is in his hand. Teh gimel. Then he doesn't have to stop. That needs a pshat. What's a pshat? Needs a pshat. Needs to be understood. Why the fact that it's in his hand? Why does that eliminate the need for being oimed, for being stationary momentarily? Good. So he have to know. Like one that zayikim said again. The studies of Chiddush Rashi are that zayikim Avi talking about the gimel, and. Hanzoch and Nochagav Mashu means Teich Gimel, that's a stop. But if it's being supported by the hand, which is what Mavir is, the Chayv is being supported by the hand, he can still be in motion and he's Chayv. That's also considered a Nochum. It's a Nochum. It just gives being in the hand gives the Chayv a din Munach on the ground. It has its Munach on the hand and within the Gimel Toch on the ground. It's Kanir, that's a Pshat. That's a Pshat Kanir. And Alubet, in the Kivun of a Pshat. And in Zurich, you have to stop. That's a nocha. Once it's off, where's the mogam nocha? The ground. But, and the Rabban is a handy different. The Rabban is a different plant. It's a mefurish. If you wonder who's mefurish, not again, the Rashi is a foolish, not again. And the Rabban also, the Kandira is a different plant. But if you know, mogam. The Rashi in Daf Kuf says, "Noch ma'agavi mashu peyushay, noch mashu agavi mashu." The loy matav, yeah, noch mashu agavi mashu. So the Rashi repeats, "Mashu agavi mashu" means it stopped momentarily on something. And then what's the gvosa ruach? The Rashi says that before. It's not a gvosa ruach. The ruach stopped in mid-air momentarily, in mid-flight, stopped the ruach and turns around. It doesn't turn around. The ruach blows it back. That's Rashi's shita. Rashi says, "Dafilu he mid ruach." Means Pashu means on that chafetz, on the mogam anocha, the choyim. That's how I read the Rashba. The footnote says the Rashba is like Rashi. He's not like Rashi. He's a different sheet. He's a gemban. The need anocha gavim mashu means on something. And even if the reason it stopped there is because the ruach prevented it from going any further, it's on the chayvus. Can't even. Then look at what the Rashi looks like. But the point of Rabban is also like that.
Yep. What was the Rama?
I love that. I'm going to finish my Rama. Afilu mandoma atay shloish rabbonon. Tzoch anocha gavi mashu. So Rabban here, it's called that. So what does Rabban mean? Tzoch anocha gavi mashu means on the surface, or means to stop moving? That's why it could mean that it's not. If you want to say Rashi, but the only the Mokum says Rabban means Tzochanocha Gavim Mashu means that's the stop on the surface. That there's no loch of kimunachas. Sorry, you don't say it's kimunachas. There's a loch of kimunachas that he's talking about here. Kimunachas means it's in the ear. It's kimunachas. It's only doesn't apply to Zorik. But the title of Zorik according to Rabban is different side too. Zorik, and let's read the next phrase. Zorik doesn't mean it's landing, but Zorik means it's going laterally. It's moving through the Rishus. Lateral movement through the Rishus. That's a Zorik that the Gemara is talking about, which needs Anocha Gavi Mashu. It means if not for Anocha Mashu, if the trajectory of the Chavit is taking it out of the Rishus. That's Mefush. Ein Seifel Nuach. Mefush. Ein Seifel Nuach means in Rishus, Pashtus. Ein Seifel Nuach. Ki agav, even if now it's traveling, it's moving within Gimel v'kanka, that's also in Fush. It's not chayiv. It tells, what does Anocha Gavim Mashu mean? I'm not sure, but Epshim means on the chayiv, Epshim means the land on the ground. Or Epshim means just a stump. But now, Abu Hocha ki ma'avidomi, shoy seifel nuach. Just like the Moses says, ma'avim, doesn't need Anocha Gavim Mashu. So too, Sefer Nuach, once it comes within Gimel, he's chayv. Mishos legiel, pochot from Gimel, it's chilo anochoso v'nifta oleh v'chul. Nifta oleh, what's from that? Yeah, what does it mean? It's kim ma'avir. Here, Sefer Nuach has a ma'ila that's within Gimel Tvachim of the final Mokam Nocho. What's the tzusha of the ma'avir? It's the same lomdus as ma'avir? Or just as a kof adim in bi'almo. Just like Ma'avid doesn't need Nocha Gavim Mashu, the Gemara says. Because it's in his hand. Pashtus. So to hear, you don't need a Nocha Gavim Mashu for another reason, because it's Eivul Noch. So I don't know, last time after we said it, but Pashtus Kim Ma'avid just means it's a adim in bi'almo. It's a adim in. Some Ma'avid is the same lomnus. Adim in lomnus. Ma'avid is wondering that since he's holding it, he doesn't have to stop. It's more shaykh to be Noch if it's in his hand. And Sefer Nuach is also more of a shaykhis to the Mokum and Nocha underneath, therefore we apply the din of Teich Gimel Kimunach Tomi. Okay. Now, Mishor Shegiyah Lepochot Megimel Hizchila Anochos Abnifna Oleho Tavayin Kinu Tfanles Menochis Be Kaka Leshet Yosef Eshus El Akli Hu Vagdol Lamal Mesor Vabish Yod Echad Lodeh Sor. Yeah. What's the wise reporter? It's probably because when has the din munach? When's ever din munach? When's within gim? When's within gim? Tochem of the ground. Achronim say, but the Rashi says mafurish. It's interesting. The Rashi didn't have this mechamis kanira. But he speaks out the svar of mafurish. At the end of the Rashi speaks out mafurish. That this munach, the svar we've been using, the Rashi speaks out mafurish. That this munach is, you see, as if the kaka comes up to the, as if the kaka is filled in, the kaka comes up to the level of the kli. Basher Hushom. So if the kaka comes up to the level of the kli, so then you can be done. Then you can be done that the kli is the ogud mokum tool. As opposed to, and this is the difference between the and this is the difference in this plan of a ban. So you do say again, so this is the big shalom ban, but we already said the has been. You do say love by Caleb. So what does the man say? You don't say Lovet Kalim? That's the posture. You don't say, we explained it a few times. You don't say Lovet of Rishuyas, the creator of Rishuyas, by Kalim. But the din of Kemunach Domi, Lovet Kemunach Domi, you say Kemunach. In addition, you say Lovet Kemunach Domi. Yeah, I'm look. I'm not, one second. So in this case, so that was apostically. That was apostically. One second, let's leave it by a second. That was apostically. Apostically, it's a love of kumunach. And the love of kumunach is that you look at the kli as being munach agabe kaka, i.e., the kaka level is right under where the kli is. But it's munach, so we imagine that the kaka is being filled in. The last rashma is kilu nismale kol ha'avi ofa, hu ba'avis michdon. If that would have been kaka, it's not good. Vayla ad chayim v'tmeis v'malkum out to meidah so tochim. So when have a kli, dinner's like this. When have a kli flying through, landing, coming down into Rishus Rabim. So what do we say? We say it's within Gimel's kilu munach. But then to be potter, as a good welcome to it, the kli has to be 10 tochim because we view the kaka as being under the kli. So we measure. So the kilu Rishus Rabim makes sense from the bottom of the kli, which is in our perspective got this kli, the Mokom Anocha. So you have 10 tefachim from there. The 10 tefachim that rise up from that spot, the Mokom says be Avi Rishus Rabim. So it's not a good Mokom too. That's the supposed kli. That's the supposed kli. What is a kofa up here? A kli is upside down. What? What's that? It's not 10. Then it's chayiv. That's Rav Ashi. That's a kaveris. That's not kofa piyo. That's what the Gemara does speak of. That's before Kof Al Pio. Before Kof Al Pio. Now, why is Kof, what's the difference between Kof Al Pio and Apostle Kli? So that, here, Kof Al Pio and Apostle Kli is like this. Kof Al Pio is, according to Rovo, is a mechitze, has the mechitze. It's not, Ravashi holds, there's no difference between Kof Al Pio and the Kof and Asuyas. But Rovo holds, there's a little bit of mechitzes, even though it's not creating mechitzes. Okay, so in Rabban is Mefurish, and Mefurish is Muchach, that the Kohen Rov are three dinim, three categories of Lovud, if you want, the three categories of being of Teich Gimel. Call them Lovud. Yeah? One is, I'll explain. The Rov is said like this, there's a new Hilchasa, new Alocha, a new din of Lovud, and that is Mechitzes, which is not creating Mishus, but the Lovud of Mechitzes says that you Mamshich, the Mechitzes, or the Kli, down to the ground. You don't pick the ground up to it, but you Mamshich the Mechitzes down to the ground. And the meaning of that is that the Kli is Munach Be'asher Sham, not because the ground rolls up to it, but because the Kilo, the Kilo is Nimshach to the ground. But now if the Kli is Shevo Mechso, so it's a good Mokom to. But if in that coin Rabban, and that's what says Rabban. Let's read the Rabban now, and then we'll read Mr. Kame, what says here. The Roy and Kilu Tfanas Menachas Bekata. Rosh at Yosef Shos. He speaks out. Bam is like this. Now we're going with the second white line is Kof Al Pio. Kof Al Pio. I'll go back. Mishor Shagia Lepochas Negimel Hezchila Anochoso V'nifta Oleho. The Roy and Kilu Tfanas Menachas Bekata. It means Bedavke. The Kalki remains in place. Kilu Tfanas Menachas Bekata means, and use the word Tfanas here. Bedavke. The Tfanas of the Kli. We're Mesiachis, so we look, we view the Tfanas as being Mechitzes. And so what we do with Mechitzes, when a Mechitzes is within three of its destination, we drop the Mechitzes, we extend the Mechitzes. That's what we do with Mechitzes. But, it's a Kli, so we don't, next line, next word in Rabban, Loshet Yosef Rishos, El Klihu, Abdrabo. So it's a middle, it's a lover of Mechitzes, but not to create Rishos. Because the Ikavot, that there's no lover in Kelim, and Rabban said before, the Shavuye Rishos, look in the, in the narrow lines, two lines up. Lominan Lovud Lashavuy Rishus. You don't say Lovud Bechlau in Kelim. You say Lovud. You say Lovud to extend the Mechitze, the Doifin. But not to make it Rishus. A Kli doesn't get a Din Mechitze to create a Rishus, Mukhevitz, by this Mechitze. But a Stama Mechitze, it could be. Hazma Banos from the Gemara. How do you know? The Gemara knows. That's Gilu Tufanos Munachas Bekaka, Losh Yazer Shus, Elo Klihu. But now, since it's a Lobud of Mechitze, so the ground remains in Koyme. The Kli drops down to it. If it's Shiva Umechso, Agnoy Lumalo Mesoro, it's Munach, with the Oikim, it's top of the Kli, Bimoko Mesoro, Lumalo Mesoro, I'm sorry. Lumalo Mesoro. Okay, that's his name. So, even that, there are three types of Lobud, according to Rabban. There's a Lobud of Mechitze, the Creator Shus, which is not by Kalim. That's a law of the we go together the law of the Gurachis. That they don't say by Kelim. Don't say by Kelim. Then there's law of Mechitzes. Law of Mechitzes means once the Mechitzes gets within Gimel Tvachim, you drop it, you extend it down to the ground. That's what Rav is talking about here. Then there's law of not Mechitzes, of objects, which are not Mechitzes. But not Mechitzes, like a Kli which is right set up, Eichlin, whatever, anything else. That's have a tchuna of a mechitze. That's kimunachas. But now munachas is kilu, the ground rises up to it. Those are three types of toish gimel. Continues Rabban, the cash we spoke out in toishvitz, in Rashi, toishvitz. Rav b'shiro, the balmor, also Rav b'shiro, the chagach, the toish asor. The matzav of ikud, the mokum tu, is only temporary. It's momentary, literally momentary. Not even regular commemory. It's a momentary matzav, he goes back to it. So Rabban says, yeah, Rav Bichin. Rav Bichin, the Chagach, the Chassar, the Kaim Bulon, the Kiva, Bisa, the Kiva is Bisa. Hey, Nocha, Bisa, the Chanoch is finished, Bisa, what do you mean? You walk him to Asi, or... It's a reference to the Gemara of Saites no Beis. There's no problem of having Kaim through a Mokum to him. That's not a problem. Shainei, so if a Chavitz was flying through Mokum to without being Munach Mokum Tor, so it's no problem. Why does it stare the Melocha? Doesn't stare the Melocha. But here, this being the Mokum Tor at the moment that it gets within Gimel, Let's see what the Moch. Why? Let's see the Ramban. Because Shan the Tech Shlosha, Shan Nocha Mokum Tohu. Not just travel, didn't only travel through. In this case, it wasn't only traveling through a Mokum Tohu, it was Munach Mokum Tohu. It didn't be Munach Mokum Pitua. Why? Because within Gimel, you say Lova, then the Din, the Hanocha began as Chlos Hanocha. It had a Din Munach already within Gimel. Within Gimel. As a male, it's a good Mokum Tohu at the time of the Hanocha. I continue to say the same. Both Lord Kivu Shaina, the Mokum is finished already. The Mokum is finished. What's the Mokum Kivu Shaina? Which ain't Lord Shivu Mechso, however, Chai, Fish and Nasses. Say, he said, Mokum Tohu means traveling through care. He says, Mokum Tohu is not a problem here. The Mokum Tohu of traveling through, if Mokum Tohu means having travel through Mokum Tohu is not a shiloh. That's right, forget it. It's not a shiloh.
Yeah, I'm saying,
Lechari
is a different
tarot. There's no difference. I don't have. There's no problem of a chavis having travel through Mokum Tohu on the way to this final destination. That's Benazai. That's Tais Gashman Benazai.
Maybe the
Rashba is different Munach than Ramban,
no? Because the Rashba says it's
Q,
like the third one, that it just goes to the ground, like the
Oikol Mashkin or something like that, and the Ramban would say the first one, against Mechitos, but not that it makes a Rishon. No, it's the Rashba also have to say that the Munach in which the ground rises up, there is not going to create a massive of neither, which is a Yochid, nor of Yigud, or Mokum Tohu. It's only the Munach of within three, but the ground is where it is, and the Kli is where it is, and the top of the Kli is 10 feet above the ground level.
Does the Rashba need Mechitos?
The Gemara needs Mechitzos for that. That's Rav Ben
Rabashi.
What does that do with Rashi? The Rashi I read at the end is talking about the Munach of a Kli. Munach of a Kli is if it's filled in. Munach Mechitzos is not if it's filled in. Munach of a Kli is... Munach of the Mechitzos is... It's been quite a minute. It drops to the ground.
But the Rashi says it's not like
it's dropped
to the ground. The Rashi says it's like the ground.
In a Kli, in a Poshtek Kli, but not in Mechitzos. In a Poshtek Kli, it's been quite a minute. Mechitzos have to say it drops to the ground. Fine. So, I have a question. Of Kalim, not Mechitzes, or no Mechitzes at all. And the Kilo, the Shazweb went up to the Kli, to the Chavis. The Kli is right side up, because the holiday is Ben Rav, Ben Ravashi, there's no Mechitzes. So Zerik Adavko is now going to be bought if it's Shiva Mechitz, only if it's 10, and it makes him Shuls. Right, so, those is the Ramban. There's one more point here we'll mention. That's fair, Shaila. The band in the white line here said, first white line. The band says the difference between Seif Lenuch and Seif Lenuch. Ain't Seif Lenuch, you need. Hanocha gave him mashum. Seifel Nuch, which you can see, you don't need Hanocha gave him mashum. Thank you, Moschayv. Mashum Kivegir, here, ask the Kasha, this one back. He said that the Gemara of Kufan Beis says there's no difference between Seifel Nuch and Seifel Nuch. Gagdol kam mit Gagdol in Seif Lenuch. Aber hai kem Seif Lenuch, aber Gagdol in Noch, kamand in Noch dem. Kamashu one, you would think it's a difference. Kamashu one is no difference between Sefer Noach and Sefer Noach. So, Tzorochi and... Let's give Enkis Kasha. The Gemara in the Kuf and Beis says no difference between Sefer Noach and Sefer Noach. What's on the Rabban? Tzorochi, I'm going to think about it. Maybe it's a chiluk between Sefer Noach. So where's the Sefer Noach? What's the Sefer Noach that Gemara is talking about? But good, Tzorochi, I'll just...
Kivagers
and
is on
Khadish Rebekiva. Yeah, right here, right here. Yeah. I don't know where it was printed, but today in the 3-1 Kivagers on
Al Sid. Not like Rashi and Nachar and Mashi, it looks like Nirash from the Bible. If Mamish stops there for a second, it like rests on it, I'm not sure.
Wait, in the Rashba?
Yeah, it just hits it and keeps on going.
And that looks like it's on the surface, it's on a muffin. So, Mashu Agabe Mashu, Mashu is Al Gabe Mashu.
It's
full
from the full
time. Al Gabe means on something. Al Gabe. Start momentarily on something. That's what the words mean. Doch Mashu Al Gabe Mashu. Okay. If this corner of the sugi you want to sum up how the Rabban we just spoke out, Rabban the three types of Teich Gimel. Then they have Rashi and Teichus. See this Rashi. Here in the Pesach of him is that you say, but the bank calls over to Mechiva, what you do, just make a sikum now. And get an overview of the sugi, having been the sugi. So here's Rashi is that you have the level of Mechitzis to create a Rishos in the Kli. Upside down, it's the same thing.
He's coming off of
the Ari Chazal
talking about Kli. That doesn't have the level of
Mechitz,
the third level of level, like
that. So it's a Kli. Mechitz and Kli, they're not Mechitz and Mechitz. So you don't say level Mechitz. That's one thing it's a foolish man, but Vashi. Vashi will get like a Kli. Ben Kof Apeel, Ben Kof Apeel. Yeah, watch this Rashi. This Rashi is like this, that if the Keveres will be Dalid, the way the Baal Mos Masmin, the Shem Masmin, the Keveres will be Dalid, would have a ratio of Dalid inside, so then you would say Lovut to create a Shasayochid. Like Rashi is not 100% foolish, but that's what Shem Masud Rashi. We say Lovut to create a Shus. So according to Rashi, now you have Kof Al Pio, you have both Lovuts. Kov al piyah, no matter what the width is, you have the love of mechitzes. That is agreeing with the Ramban. So, but the love of mechitzes without love of the rishus. Love of the mechitzes without love of the rishus, the tour is igudim okam tour. Therefore, has to be shiva umechso. Had it been chovavov, says Rashi, Rashi doesn't say, but that's his mechuvan. Had it been a chovavov, so then what Rashi speaks out to be part of even shiva umashu. Why? Because shiva umashu. Gets within three tvachim, it's already a Rishos Ayochid. That's both. They say, love would the creator Rishos Ayochid in a Kli, on a Kli, whatever it is. She said, Tosfos adds another Knei, Tosfos Chelek, and that, on that very Nekuda, Tosfos Chelek. What?
With the Shulayim, according
to Rashi. Yeah, and this, Tosfos Chelek, I was about to say. And this Nekuda, Tosfos Chelek. Tosfos say, Taisa says you only say lover for mechitza that has avi yud. Mechitza has avi yud. Mechitza which has a din remarkable of the reshus. Remarkable of the reshus. But you don't say lovewood if the mechitza is not, doesn't have a din remarkable of the reshus. If after lovewood, you just create a bayi shayin to echa yud, have gilus bayi shayin to echa yud, Taisa says here you don't say lovewood. You don't say lovewood, pashlus and Taisa. You don't say lovewood, that's a pashlus Taisa. You don't say lovewood to make it just a yochid. Second pshat in the chaznich, no understanding. That's a part of the Tesvus. You don't say lover to make a reshus hayochid unless there's two things. Reichav dalet to make a reshus and the mechitza gavoy yud to remark of the reshus inside of it. Then you say lover, even though it's a kli. Even though it's a kli. Okay, I think that's it. That's one X, maybe one in the kudim, for instance, one in the kudim in the Reb Chaim.
According to Rashi, why aren't the
Shulayim
Mechasim
from
the
Chitza Yod?
What?
According to
Rashi, why aren't
we considered the Shulayim? I know, we said last time, he doesn't keep on Shulayim. So maybe Rashi holds the Goy Ha'avi, it's not a din in Mechitza. It's not a din in Mechitza. It's not a Gemara Shem Mechitza. Or alternatively, Rashi could hold that alternatively, Rashi can hold that you say lovud to make the Malka Magabo, you should say lovud. You say either way. Either way.
Just
11 Ramban.
One is to create a
Rishon,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah. The Ramban says it. Everything's Ramban. Everything's in the van. There's love of the creative source, and that's not by Kalim, it's by Mechitza. That's the creative source. There's love of Mechitza, and love of Kalim.
Love of Mechitza means what he talks about
when he gets Agur.
Yeah.
Kov Valpiyo. Yeah. After Chaim says his vote in the middle of the Chemes, Ochein. Ochin Adayin Sochin, which is in the old full stop Zayin, Zayin Tor Aleph. So, Reb Chaim is Machadish that he asks a question, and he says there. So the question is, according to the other Rishonim, according to the Rambam, and the Chavayis, other Rishonim say that the two of Kaveris is because it's Noch Bishus HaYochid, Bishus HaYochid. So he says, Toycho is the Shus HaYochid, but the Fanois and the Priest is not the Shus HaYochid. Not the Shus HaYochid. So what is the Kli? The Kli is the Chomer of the Kli, not the hole, not the space of the Kli. The Kli is the Chomer of the Kli, the Fanois and Shlaim. They are Mokum, but within Noch is not the Shus HaYochid. So the Noch is not the Shus HaYochid. The Chomer is the Shus HaYochid. Inside of them is the Shus HaYochid. So why is he Potter? So then he's Mechanesh Basing, but upside this. That no, he learns up shot that Lachem Moshe Mechitz Alas Makosh Ken means this very vote that Mechitzes which have a din remarkable for Mokum, Loshen is Chaylbu din Mechitz Gam Al Atzmon Mekechach Kav Chomer Lachem Moshe Mechitz Alas Makosh Ken means Be'emes the vote is like this. Be'emes by definition Mechitz is like this, and this is what. I mean, what's the chiddush on this? What's the chiddush? Mechitza of itself. Chiddush like this. Mechitza, the Mevuah Reb Chaim, Mechitza, you would think, is defined as being something which is makif amokum. Dinei Mechitza, not a block. Not the Mechitza of Avastra. Sukkot Shavuot Zalas and Mechitza. Then the Mechitza is a Mechitza. Then you talk about the Yenu Mechitza, that's the Mechitza is a Mechitza. But Mechitza in Shabbos is a Mechitza klapei Yerushalos. A Mechitza is something which is makif amokum, makes it into Shus HaYochid. So Mechitza, to have a Shem Mechitza here, you would think, you have to have mechitza, it's mechitza klapi amokum. Mokum is space. Mokum is space. So, on that, you have a kavachoymet. It's a chidush. It's always chidush. Achei moish mechitza, and last of all, kosh again, that mechitza is a din, mechitza on itself too, even though it itself doesn't have mokum. There's no mokum. Again, mokum doesn't mean, doesn't take up space. It's not like Mokum or an enemy midu. He's not using Mokum in the sense that they don't use it. He's not using the same Mechitza as have Mokum. Of course it has Mokum. Take that space. There's no Nes. Every time you have Mechitza Shav, it's no Nes of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But Mokum means space in the Prime. Open space. So again, so this is possibly what the words mean. That you were thinking that that was the, that's the basis of the Gemara Zerbayi Dalton on Tani Tessna base. Is this true that a mechitza has that something on the mechitza or in the mechitza is chekav mechitza? And it's hard to say not, it's because mechitza is better defined as being something which is maki for mokim. It comes to kavachomer, alchemer is mechitza asma koshikin. So it says that that's them of war, besug yizu. The Tani Tessna, the chol, the chashivya mechitza is al toichon, chel bu din mechitza gam al atzmon. So that's for sure. So now he said, now, so the din mechitza is chal kapi itself too. What does mean din mechitza? The toy hekif ha mechitzas. But then he still has 2 days. He wasn't machlit. It's still not opposed to him. What's Ashraki? What's the conclusion from that? So in the beginning he said Ashraki nishama dilians vigas atzmoi shabe din toichet gidinoi kitoichet shoshosa yochit. So the first side that he puts down is that this lachayim last makoshekin that it has a din mukav kavet itself, the mechitzah is mukav by itself, makes it a chevta b'shlosa yochid. But even that, if you have a mechitzah like this, if you have a mechitzah with makif mokum dalit inside of it, then the mechitzah itself turns into shlosa yochid. Top and toichoy of anything, once you're inside the outer surface of the mechitza, you're in a mechitza yochid. Mechitza yochid mamish. That's the first day in Reb Chaim. And again, Reb Chaim, we said last time, chalik is mefush. Is that mechalik between the top of the mechitza and toichoy mechitza? The top of the mechitza, the Gemara says, is a mechitza yochid, or within the bottom of the mechitza? The toichoy mechitza is a mechitza yochid. With the din of the chayy meis mechitza, that's makosh again. Then he says, Afilum neymar, this I just want to point this out and explain it. Afilum neymar. The din of Shlosa Yochid Lesbe. Now he backs off a little bit. Lesbe came into Lesbe Mokum Klal. What's mean Lesbe Mokum Klal? Even say the Teichem Chitza is not Shlosa Yochid Pav. It's not Gufa Yochid. Why not? Lesbe Mokum. Mokum means no space at all. Klal. Mokum Klal is no space at all. Not only is the Pachas Midalad. There's no space at all. So now Reb Chaim is saying it could be that to be considered a Chetzav Shlosa Yochid in a Kaisal Otum is Kimad a contradiction in terms according to the Afilun Tim Saloima. But the second possibility they're saying is maybe that the Bir Shlosa Yochid has to be the Chol Pachas Mokum. Mokum, there's no Mokum here. Can't be Shlosa Yochid. He, again, Mokum means space. But nevertheless, it didn't is Mischalek. But he had nevertheless, his Chiddush, his Chaim is the Gevaldik Gevot, that it's considered to be Teich Hekav HaMechitzes. There's Teich Hekav HaMechitzes, and then there's the creation of the shopping of the Shlosa Yochid. The Bir Shlosa Yochid, you need a Mokum. Open space, without a doubt. But anything, mukav, but the mechitza is maki of itself, nevertheless, maki of itself. L'maynavki, mina, it's already not a Shlosa Rabim. Can't be a Shlosa Rabim. The Afkov, a Shlosa Rabim, mechitza, when you see a mechitza of Shlosa Yochid, mechitza of a Shlosa Yochid, is doing 2 things. It's creating inside of it a Shlosa Yochid. And the Shlosa Rabim, Adkan is the gvul of the Shlosa Rabim. And he put the Adkan is the gvul of the Shlosa Rabim, din mechitza. And this stems what he said, it's a din mechitza that starts with Shlosa Rabim. Not love dafke the fact that it's impenetrable because the mechitza can be made of anything. But this goes back to what we said before. It's very good. Now you need a din mechitza. Not always. If it's a rock that you can't go through, it's a big boulder and 10 broken mice, then it wouldn't have been a shizvah anyway, perhaps. But the din mechitza also has a locha that it's mafkiyim mevato the shus rabim. Even if it's a kuba it's landing here, with the kaver is landing here, the din mechitza at michal, like we said in this sugi, and right, that was we said in the toisters. It must be. And that's what he's talking about. The dinim of mechitza. Again, right, I'm coming to Bavon HaKashe. Something's in the Shlosa Rabim. The next line in the Gemara. Das Rabim. Yem makivas, not makivas, you can't walk through it. Herod says, nothing to do with that. Even if it doesn't stare the Hiluch Rabim, but call it any time you have a din mechitza. So, 2 things are used to the din mechitza. The first thing is, Mimenu Vaholo is not a Shlosa Rabim anymore. And that's from the outside. That's because it's Techeke of mechitza. Inside, where's the mokum? That turns into Shlosa Yochid. That's what he says here. Afilum Neimo, the din of Shlosa Yochid Lesbe, came to Lesley Mokum Klal, but Mikol Mokum, Hom Mia Hanele, by the Chashuvi Mechitza, is Gamal Asma, has a Shem Mechitza, Din Mechitza, he says, Lord Mufush. Gamal Asma, Havion, Bechal Teicha Mechitza, Shlosa Yochid, Teshuv Hein, Mufko Im, Mikol Din of Shlosa Rabim. Under the Oivya Mechitzes? Yeah.
According to the first
The Ovia Mechitza is the holidays. Where does the Mechitza Yochid begin? From the outside of the wall, from the inside of the wall? The blocks of the Mechitza, if it's the blocks, if it's the Ovia Kavers, whatever it is. Whatever it is, the substance of Mechitza is Rishus Yochid, Sefer Rishus Yochid. It's Rishus Yochid. So I was just forget. I was trying to say the answer to your question is in the second shot. Okay. So the question we have: why in the Chayiv Shizayochid, the Chayiv Shizayochid, the Avodah Mechitza is in the second. Be the second. I feel the name of the second time of Chaim is good, because the Chayiv being Teichah Mechitza is not going to necessarily going to give a Din Shizayochid. They have to come on to Din Chayiv to give it to Shizayochid. According to the first, I don't know. Still don't know.
Could be that. Could be that the inside of
an oven
that doesn't that only dollar.
That's
what
you
do. If you don't have it, then
if
it doesn't have it.
The sugi has it by wall. The sugi here. Oh, my Ugo. Oh, my teacher, but just have it. I'm catching my wall. It's not enough. I'll get both. Chayyu, my time for the special meeting with Asa or Rabbi. His mom is the whole. But the Shus Rabbim, the clothing and the status of Shus Rabbim in two lines. Pochot Mishoyetzo Midras Asay Lei Rabbi, Mishoyetzo Bat Isho, Le Midras Asay Lei, Le Ketufei Mekatfei, Tisho Batai Mekatfei Nguyei. Zog Rashi Tisho, Tafko Nog Adachos Ketufei Ten Lo Gevei Vil Lo Inomuch. And we said this, we spoke about it already. The Rosh hold that between 9 and 10. Between 9 and 10. Mizog mitchus dal the safe dal, bekat fe alei. Mekem the tzoch l'rabim, shus l'rabim hu, ben rocho ben kotzo. Ben rocho ben kotzo. Ben if it's wide, ben if it's narrow. So pastor's rashi means that the Omer Gevurah test, Rav Mekashmi doesn't need to be Dal Dal Dal. Kivei gets answered the two Rashi's in which he says he needs Dal. One Rashi, two Rashi's actually. He needs Dal. Rashi has another Rashi, asking Rashi without asking about Simon Rashi, but I come to Rashi being down the Shaila. That's what he said. Perish Rashi, Avgav Denu Chavabo. Maybe that's a Taish Rashi, a different Loshin Rashi. Chen Kosh Devam, Tmi Ali, Dobina, Hanoch, Agai Mokum Abo, Avalako. So this is Teres. Before we get to Teres, let's explain this. The Emes, the Yesh Lach, I know we mentioned the Chakiriyah. But yes, I found the Chakir also in the Kilosankiv. That this din that the Moz Machadish, Ulos Machadish, Rabbi Makatim Olov. I think we talk about it already. What's the Machadish done? How do we look at this Omer Gevurah test? How do we look at Omer Gevurah test? Do we look at it as being a mokim of Etzim Rishus, Gufa Rishus, Rishus Atzmo? Rishus Atzmo? By that I mean, for example, that musik we used in Rav Chisda's din of Noat Kone B'Shus HaYochid, we shouldn't use a Lashon. Noat Kone B'Shus HaYochid. So the Kone B'Shus HaYochid, right, man, they say it's a B'Shus Atzmo. It means it's not an object in the B'Shus, it's a B'Shus Atzmo. And we explained it, and then last week, I think, when we saw Apid the Magi Mishneh, so we explained the Pshat is that any horizontal surface in B'Shus HaYochid, there's just a yochid. There's no height limit. There's no limitation imposed of height. 3, 10, nothing. No limitation. Whatever. Why? Because it's just yochid. don't want to go over the whole shmuz. Like one, there the vote is that the horizontal surface, the mitzvah yochid, is mitzvah yochid. Who says that should be ground level? It would be above sea level, above ground level. It's the goof of mitzvah yochid. What was the mechadish? It's about mechadim olav. That posh hakiyah. It's very, very basic and fundamental. What was the mechadish? And the mechadish, that's like a shtick kalka. To use up that's a shtick kalka. Here's like the ground of mitzvah rabbim. Or perhaps he said it differently. Let me just say the other side. Or perhaps he said it differently. Or perhaps he said the vote is like this. Perhaps the vote is not this because Asmo. Perhaps the vote is like this. And it's very interesting. Good. Why did Ula here have to say his vote? Why did Moses then bring in by the Cholim of Shazarabim? The other side is, maybe that is the answer, the other side is that Ula was Mechadish, that from 3 until 9, what's about this? This also the Musak that came out from the first day. In Rishus Rabim, when Mokom is Suyum, is Cholik Mokom, if not. In Rishus Rabim, that also has to do with the Magum Mishu, which forgot, but there's an old, there's a known, this idea is a known entity for us. In Rishus Rabim, well, anything that rises 3 tefachim off the ground is cholik mokum bifnei asma. If the rice becomes a mokum, and the bottom will be neither as a kamos of dal or dalit. Correct. What's better? Why is it cholik mokum bifnei asma? Why is it cholik mokum bifnei asma? Because it's not. Because the plan is like this. The mokum underneath it is not omed lehiluch rabim anymore. Right? It's not midrash asher l'rabim. And it's a mele. It's cholik mokum. So you have a mokum. It was not in midrash rabim. Not in Mishus Rabim, so it's Mishus Rabim. Okay, said Ulof, according to this possibility, when he reaches 9 Tvachim, when he has something with 9 Tvachim out of the ground, so that Cholik Mokum Bifnei Atzmoy. Because, and I'll explain what I mean. There's no locha, we know already, this is, everybody knows, that there's no locha that, the locha is Mishus Rabim goes up to 10. Mishus Rabim goes up to 10 Tvachim. So why is it that between 3 and 9, why is it that between 3 and 9 is Oysa Shus Rabim? So we know, and the Mishnah says, they have a koisel, a vertical surface, something which rises vertically in Shus Rabim. Benoch HaGabov from the koisel, that's a Mishnah, that's Chayiv. So something, 3, 4, something between more than 3 talking about the ground, it is, Mitzad Atzma, it is Shus Rabim. It is Shus Rabim. Elamayim, the vote here, that if it's an omud, if it's a mokum mitzuyu, what Rashi called, it's chelik mokum. It's chelik mokum. Why? Because it's not nichud hashmi. Why is it chelik mokum? Why not say it's like the wava koysel? Because wava koysel is not mokum mitzuyu, so it's an avir shlosh rabim. This is in a different mokum. It's not midas dasel rabim. The mokum itself is a different mokum. But if once you an omud gemayat tishlo, another gemayat tishlo, the pshat is you could say that even though it's a mokum mitzuyu. But since it's Meshamesh B'nei Rishus Rabim, like the Gemara says, Rabim Mekatrim Alei, Rabim Mekatrim Alei, Tisha Vadei Mekatrim Alei, and Rabim Mekatrim Alei, the Pshat is, it loses the din to be Chelik Mokum. So it's like a side of a wall. A side of a wall has no Mokum. This has a horizontal component, but not Chelik Mokum. Why? Because it's very functional for the B'nei Rishus Rabim. Right? What's possibly an Afghan meaning? What's an Afghan meaning?
Whether or not you need dollar
That might be. That might be an Afghan meaning. There might be, there possibly might be an Afghan meaning. They would say the first Malach. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Because both thought would not require dollar. Both thought would not require dollar. But if you say it's Rishus Atzmai, so he's Rishus Rabim, and he's never speaking Rishus Rabim. I'm talking about terms of the Chepz of Rishus. The Chepz of Rishus. Chepz of Rishus. The Afghan will be...
Kuta?
Oh, and the Avir above that. Yeah. 10-12 above that. Yeah, even has Avir 10-12. Would you measure Avir, whether that has on Avir 10-12?
It's not a Dabar Moneach.
Yeah, whether that has its own Avir 10-12. If the Pshad is that we look at that as being a Shtik Rishus Rabim Atzmo, that's a Shtik Haka, and that's Rishus Rabim Atzmo. So then, Yesh Loima, you have to know. Yesh Loima, even though the Yesh is Tavir, Yesh Loima that you measure 10-12 from top of the Om. Again, you can say if 10-12 is about the Mishtam Shel Rabim, which Rashi says, it's not mukhah. But there's actually maybe in here. If 10 tefachim is a good sakosu, but 10 tefachim from the ground is Rishus Rabim, so then this has no 10 tefachim. Ulai. If it's a the other, the second side, for sure it doesn't have its own 10 tefachim. Sure doesn't have its own 10 tefachim. That's for sure not. The first side, the actual topic, it depends on how you define the function of a 10 tefachim. Whether 10 tefachim is something utilitarian or is more exerts the cost of tik. If it exerts the cost of, so then maybe the whole Gevurah test has its own 10 tefachim. It's only more functional than finished. But I had it right, and I saw the stipend brings this right. We had the Rashi and Tosfos, and it was Maramis to it when we learned the Tosfos. Now, down to the base, Tosfos means the Rashbo that says that it says Sardina Noifa Basigwa and Sisarabim. So he gives two examples. Take down to the base. What are the two examples in Sardina Noifa Basigwa? If the Igor is the Matamin Gimel on the ground, then they have a knife coming up like this. Or Gavoya Tess. If the Igor is Gavoya Tess, Rabim Katamu, let's have a Sisarabim, the knife for Oila Lamalo Megimel. The knife, the shell wasn't the Malmi Gimel, we mutter to them too, but upon him, the knife takes off and is mistaif, literally mistaif, from the Iker, which is a Rabbi Mekashi Molov. So it's a shade on the Rashbo, that if the Iker serves as an omen, as a Rabbi Mekashi Molov, they say, Shadir, knife was the Iker. The Chore, that's only first Malach. That's the first Malach, that's not the second Malach. If you learn the second Malach, that it's not a Mokum, that since Rabbi Mekashi Molov, so it's not a mokum suyum, and it's for all intents and purposes, it's like a vertical wall. You won't say shadina l'chayit. It's not a mokum. Fakir, it's not a mokum. The whole mile is, it's not a mokum if ne'atzma. It's a shadina l'chayit wouldn't say. But then again, the Rashi says, hey, when Omer, the tree goes up to 9 tefachim. This is the top of the ego of the tree. Then you have a branch coming up. Say shadina, no, you bought the ego. So the Rashi says, zicha learning, this is goof, I should say, you're a mamish. The same way that Gimel is good for a source, it's also good for a source. They said, "Dinan, no, it was secret." Okay. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll learn. We need to look and this should prepare it. In the sense that the Taz in Tovesh and Gimel about the Lord of Shabbos, not the Taz and Tumas and Nesham.